Los Herederos, Inheriting Culture in the Digital Age.
I was just so fortunate to have so many great people that taught me. And most of those people have passed away, but it makes you want to teach people to play like that. Now, you know, it's so subjective, and what I was given, I'm sure I've changed, but you get really protective of how you like to hear the music played, and that old style of playing, you tend to want to pass that on that way. It's so subjective. You know, because, so I, for me as a person that inherited all this great music from all these wonderful people and had these great experiences with all these old guys, and I used to sit at the table with Jack and we didn't even play, and he would tell me stories about all of his, where he got his music. And then when I play, I think of that, you know, so I'm proud of that. You know, for a long time in Ireland, everything was fairly isolated. When I first was in Ireland, I lived in Dublin, and then I moved to the West Coast, and there were still the towns, you know, this Ennis in Clare was this little sheep town. They still had woolens and all of this stuff, wool shops and everything, you know. Then I was gone for a while. But when I went back, it was a college town. They had French perfume shops. They had all the stuff. The little wool shops and the, you know, the cottages, that traditional thatched cottage, all that was gone. And so I think the music is always affected by that, because the isolation keeps a certain style. There's styles from music that was passed down from people that lived in caves. You know, there's that, and that's even different. Then you bring in European influence, the Euro really changed things a lot in Ireland. So the music, it did change, you know. I think the traditional music, though, stays a lot the same. I mean, people still play these flutes, you know, rather than a silver flute. And that's partly because of the way that you ornament without the keys. So it started out, you know, the flute without any keys. Then they added one key, and that was the Baroque flute. Then they needed more keys, so all these keys make it more chromatic. This is an 8-key simple system. It was popular like around the turn of the century, 1800. So they added these keys, and then the style changed a lot, and they started putting keys all over the place. And then it didn't work as well, so this one stayed as the kind of the principal flute. And then in Ireland, this was the flute, and even without keys, and sometimes fifes, you know, it was what people could afford. So this is what they had. Then the silver flute became popular, but not in Ireland. I don't know if it's the isolation, the money, not really sure, but his flute became popular. But this music stayed the same. But it became popular because classical music changed, and it became real chromatic, and they needed a flute that was easier to play in all different keys. So this flute is very happy playing in the key of G or D or E minor or A minor, some C, but when you get into flat keys, it's really uncomfortable. It's possible, but uncomfortable. So that, I think, dictated what happened with the music too. And so in Ireland, by having these kind of flutes, a lot of the music is in G and D and E and A and, you know, little C, not too much C. The band, the oldest tradition, I believe, would have been flute and fiddle, just those. And then concertina, like I think it's around 1926, 1930, the dance hall tradition came in, and that brought the accordion in. But actually, wait, going back beyond, before that, the first tradition in the music was the harp. You know, and so the harp dictated how music was played. And then it happened that fife and drum and pipes and drums came into it. And the pipes and drums changed the feel of the music, because the harp was so fluid It's marching, you know. And so and then step dancing came in, and that made the music more percussive instead of more fluid. But then the traditions, you know, in a lot of places it was the flute and the fiddle. That was really the tradition for a long time. I think traditional music never left in communities in New York, you know, Irish American communities up here. I mean, people learned to play and pass that along. But the dance hall stuff really, really influenced music in New York, like in the 1940s and 50s. It really did, you know. And the singing, because the singing involved the politics. So, yeah, it got very political, you know. So my favorite playing, my preference would be, the reason I like kind of the East Galway Clare style, it's very relaxed, you know, and it has this kind of fluidness to it, and it doesn't have to be fast. So I prefer that East Galway Clare style, because I love the phrasing. I love the accents and stuff. It's just more fluid. It's not a real hard driver kind of style of playing. Like the North is more that, and then the South is more polkas and slides. So different regional styles. The East Galway Clare style has, when you're talking about the downbeat, it's more like that. Like they're, breathe. So, and then the Northern style is on the offbeat, and one, and, you know, whereas Galway would be da 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 da. Does that make sense? And in the dancing, it's the same way. The pickup, you know, everything is on N1 kind of thing. So that style, that phrasing of the Northern style is, it's just a different, you know, it's got a drive, kind of a different drive to it. In Irish music, ornamentation is like the roll is the thing that differentiates it from other music, I think. And so the roll is like, this is a roll. That's all rolly stuff. But what rolls do is they linearize the tune. And what notes do is they lift it. I think people are transported in Irish music, when it's the slow, like airs, the Shannon singing, the really old stuff. When you're playing for that, you're connected to that. That's what you're playing for. You know, it's not just playing the tunes or the rhythms going and everything, but it's the enthusiasm and that, it's the give and take between the dance and the music, you know. And people, when they come in, even if they don't have a connection, they love the feeling that exists between the people that have had this their whole life.